We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Emprise Bank. Coming up, the latest episode of Currently.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome back to another episode, brand new episode of Currently, another pod. It's me, Daniel Kuser, here with Chris Wright, back on American turf. Comrade, how you doing, buddy? What's going on?
I'm happy to be back, man. It was 16 days in Japan. Great time. 16 days. The flight was brutal. It's a 15-hour time difference.
Oof.
So I left at like 2 o'clock on Sunday in Japan, flew to LA, arrived at 7 a.m. on Sunday in LA.
Oh, God.
So I basically time traveled. Yeah. Back in time. I had like a 3-hour layover, and then I had a 3-hour flight. And then I got back and I was in Kansas for about 10 hours. And then I had to go to work, which is my own fault. But it's been a bit of a whirlwind.
Dude, I'm ready. How did you not give yourself a day?
I'm just, you know, at the time it sounds good.
Does it?
I don't learn my lesson. I clearly, it's not the first time. I don't learn my lesson. And I'm sure I'm going to do it again. And I'm going to, I'm silly.
We're almost 40, buddy. We're almost 40. You can't be doing this. Holy shit. When you said you were back at work yesterday, I go, huh? Didn't you just get home?
Yeah, I was in Kansas less than like 10 hours and I went right back to work. So a little jet lagged, I think. I'm catching up though, but I'm catching up, ready. Oh, and I also really was not on social media that much. So like it was interesting coming back and really getting back in the swing of things, seeing the sporting news. Seeing the current stuff. So
you went off the grid, full shutdown.
Pretty much, man. It was like I was dark for about 16 days. But I'm back. I'm excited. We're back weekly.
Dude, because we are. I mean, this is the penultimate podcast before the final podcast before the first game. I mean,
Before the final.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dude, I just feel, I always knew whenever I hit you up on Instagram or whatever, I was like, okay, do some math, carry the six, what time is it there? You know, if I didn't know if you were sleeping or if it was the next day, but it all worked out.
Happy to be back, though. I'm happy soccer, my soccer life is back in front of me in full force, so good times, man.
It's begun, dude. I mean, we're here. MLS is in full swing. NWSL is about ready to kick off. I don't know if you've seen the cool commercials on ESPN. I mean, they've been blasting them, dude. They have little snippets from people. Michelle Cooper was like, KC baby, and Lowe was on the commercial, and they're hyping it up, man. Excited to show the games, right, on their network.
Pumped.
Come on. So, let's jump into it, shall we? Well, let's start here. Kansas City Current added 2 under-18 players to their preseason roster. What do we know? What do we know about them?
Well, I know one of them is kind of familiar with Kansas City Current. Mary Long Sounds familiar. One of the daughters, who has a lot of soccer experience. I don't know if people are going to deem it like a nepotism hire.
That's easy to do. That's easy to do wherever you are.
It's easy to do, especially when your parents own a team. But yeah. But I mean, she's played a lot of top league soccer at her age, so I'm not going to hop on that nepotism train. I think that's easy pickings. I'm not going to go there. I do think she's probably deserving. She's going to be attending Duke, a top soccer school, right? So good for her, man. Getting there, get to play with some professionals, get some experience.
If she's any kind of competitor at all, she will try to combat any sense of nepotism there. She will try to earn her place and be like, sure, my daddy owns a team, my mommy and daddy, you know, but I'm gonna fucking ball out because I need to prove myself, you know, more than anyone probably. Like, that's just like, oh my God, it's just, I don't know what it would feel like to be in that position. You know what I mean? To feel like, hey, I don't want people to think I got this handed to me, you know?
Well, I mean, let's take a look at some of her accolades here. She was 2021 ECNL national champion, 2023 national finalist. She was a 2023 ECNL All-American and three-time selection to the Midwest Conference first team. I mean, she's earned
pretty good.
Pretty good. She's earned it. Good for her. I know she got in one of the exhibition preseason games. Happy for her.
Yeah.
Man, I just hope she can continue to grow. And, you know, she has an in with this team, right? She has an in. So we might see her back in, you know, as a professional, not as a college athlete.
I would love the chemistry of a player like that with the rest of the roster. You know what I mean? Like, is there a sense of like, oh, that's the owner's kid, you know, be good to her or whatever? Is there kind of like poking fun, some gestures, or just treating her like anyone else, you know? It'd be interesting. Little schoolgirl stuff like that. Little tactics, little bullying.
Yeah, and then they brought on goalkeeper Molly Fabinski.
Fabinski,
would help if I could read. She started four of the U.S. under 17 national games, and five games in the recent CONCACAF under 17 championship. So again, man, getting some eyes on some players. This is what they do, though. They did this with Pfeiffer. You know, they had Cooper in before she was drafted. They just like to get these Hutton. They like to get these players in, take a good look, and then who knows? Maybe in a year or two they'll be on the under 18, and they're just trying to get ahead of the game, right? Get them in, get a good look, see what they like.
Yeah, agreed, man. And these aren't Brazilians, so it's we were kind of being the Brazilian pipeline for a minute, but it's always cool to see youth national team people, man. That's just rising stars, if you will, right?
Well, it's such a game changer. I mean, this league and women's soccer has come a long way back. You know, prior, the only way you get in the league traditionally had been the draft. But then you take a look at some of these players who are absolutely balling out. Olivia Moultrie, Jaden Shaw, playing out of her mind for the national team and plays exceptionally well for the Wave. You know, she was part of that group that came in, didn't go to college, and now they're the future of women's soccer for America. So this is a great pipeline to have. It replaces, you know, some of the draft picks that we may trade away. I absolutely love it. I think it's great.
Don't let me forget to talk about the U.S. Women's National Team. It's been quite the spicy week. A lot of videos surfacing on socials and stuff. So before this is over, let's not forget to do that.
We'll do that tail end of the podcast there. But we're not going to, yeah.
I'm in, man. It's an Olympics year, you know, the Gold Cup going on. So I'm so excited.
The only bad thing is like I missed some of it in Japan. So like, I mean, it's such a great tournament. I come back, I'm catching up, man, and I missed a lot. But absolutely,
everyone feels real bad for you traveling abroad and missing some television soccer. You know,
I enjoy the sympathy. So keep it going.
Okay, dude. So we had an exhibition game against Orlando Pride in Orlando, Florida. We won 1-0. Take that for what you will. I mean, there was no broadcast, of course. But who scored our goal? Was it
an under 18? Yeah,
Pfeiffer.
It was Alex Pfeiffer. Yeah, she got her first goal for the club and became the youngest player. Actually became the youngest player to sign for the franchise. So, man, how cool is that?
It's dope, dude. I keep seeing Alex Pfeiffer. You see her name popping up. Goes to the youth national team. Alex Pfeiffer scores for the youth national team. Scores her first goal for the club. I'm excited to see this person. I'm excited to see this young woman potentially help this team to more goals, to wins even, you know? So,
well, you know, when she was signed, in my head, I'm like, this is, you know, she's not going to touch field this year, maybe next year.
I could be wrong. She might be wrong.
She might be able to hop in right now and go play with this team. So,
well, she subbed on in this game. I mean, if you can do that, a little super sub action, I'm all about it, dude. You can come on and provide a spark like that in the form of a point, you know, a goal.
Well, look who she's playing or learning under. Hamilton, Dabinia, like all these, Cooper, all these attackers. I know there's a bunch of them, but all these attackers she's coming in and learning under immediately, under a former national team coach, right?
Yeah.
It's such a great position for her to come in and succeed. And there's no pressure. There's no pressure to come in and have to produce. You know, just come on, learn, have fun.
Have fun, do your best. Even Vlatko said, obviously she's here for a reason. You know, we think she's a young player with lots of potential, and we see that today in the goal. And even though it's a friendly, it's important. Hopefully it motivates her to fight for a starting spot. Yeah, duh, absolutely.
And one thing, too, sorry to touch on this game real quick, what Vlatko said. He said it was a great test, and he's glad they're able to come away, come and play a quality NWSL opponent. It gave, you know, him and the team a clear picture of what they needed to work on, what they look like, how to execute. It's easy playing a college team, right? But once you go in and you play a NWSL team that has has a lot more quality. These games are so important, right? These games are so important, especially when you get a new coach or trying to get work on your new implementation of your tactics, chemistry. And defensively, right? Like, we didn't give up a goal. And we're going to talk about the next game, but we only gave up one goal. Defensively, it looks like we're pretty sound. And I know it's early. Yeah. Results kind of don't matter, but it's nice to see.
Yeah, man. Win's a win. You know, it's a friendly. You're just trying to try things out, and still hitting the back of the net feels like gold. I mean, it always feels nice. So whatever, if it's a friendly or not. Rec Soccer scoring a goal feels pretty cool.
I don't care how I get it. If I touch that ball and it goes, it can be hit off my face, go right back in. I'm celebrating like I just made a miraculous play.
I scored goals I had no business scoring. I've been in positions to score that I had no business being there. I was like, what am I doing? And it just feels good every time. But I do want to talk
confidence too.
It does. I do want to talk about this next preseason game, the final preseason game. But before we do, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with you.
We appreciate you supporting KC Sports Network by listening to our podcast. You have helped us become the highest-ranked Chiefs podcast network in 2022 and 2023. And don't forget about our daily Substack newsletter, the best written analysis you can find on the Chiefs straight to your inbox every day. kcsn.substack.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, man, I'm enamored by your world travels, and I just want to know the top thing that you did. What's the, you choose one thing that you're like, I'm so glad I did that. It enhanced my life.
Oh, my goodness.
What was it?
Putting me on the spot.
Okay. Is there one thing that you were like, wish I didn't do that?
the flight. Yeah. Coming back the day prior. To work, that kind of sucks.
Until we can get teleportation, that's just kind of what it is.
You know, I'll sum it up in just putting yourself in an entirely different culture and not... I mean, like, their language is completely different from ours. Hardly any English. They hardly speak any English. I don't speak any Japanese. I use Google Translate for almost everything. I don't know, for me, and I'm kind of a history guy, so going to Hiroshima... was really cool. That was pretty touching and emotional, and that was a really cool experience. But just, you know, getting lost in Tokyo, right? Just getting lost downtown. Google kind of kept me on track.
Metaphorically.
Yeah.
Losing yourself in the city.
Yeah. Losing myself in the city and the culture and the food. It's hard to put a price on that. But ultimately, just a really good time. Absolutely loved it.
Just wild. I am just, you are a man around, man about town. Just
a man who will just wing anything. And
you could be anyone you want to be. You're just out there. You don't have to be Chris. You know, you're just a nomad, you know, got your stick and bindle
through
it. Yeah.
Morphing in any culture.
I love that, man. I love it. Well, that's cool, buddy. Well, I did a whole lot of nothing while you were gone. So. Pretty cool. Casey Current had a final preseason matchup in Florida and closed out preseason camp with a victory against the Houston Dash. We're hearing other names that we've heard a time or two with Spanstra and Pfeiffer, each providing assists to Timwa Chiwenga. And I love that. First of all, a brace from Timwa, and then Spanstra and Pfeiffer both getting on there, both young players. I'm a Spanster person. I'm a Spanster guy. That's what I want, a t-shirt that says, I'm a Spanster guy. Like, I'm just, can we start that fan club? Like, she plays that wing every freaking game, and I'm just like enamored by her speed and vision of the field. You know what I mean? And getting on the board again like this is just an example.
Last year, she went out on fire, right? She had a couple goals, some beautiful, like, back heels. She flashed everywhere, and it's continued so far in camp. She's done well in these preseason games. She's shown up. I mean, you mentioned it though. Everybody on this team is competing, and they're competing hard. You know, Bia's out there doing international play. Dabinia obviously is balling out. You know, nobody wants to give up their spot. Chiwenga's out there scoring. Pfeiffer's putting pressure as a youngster on these veteran players. Cooper, you know, is out there being a workhorse. Like, everybody in the defensive line, look how many quality defenders. Everybody's competing yeah. hard to win that spot, because let's be honest, it's going to be hard to win a starting spot right now. There's going to be a lot of players who would start on a bunch of different teams who are going to be game changers later on in a match. So I love the competition, man.
Game changers. Spanster and Pfeiffer both came in at the 60th minute. These are subs coming on to provide assist for Chiwenga, who played the entire game, played the entire match, which is pretty unheard of when it comes to preseason games. But, dude, that just shows. I mean, if the first team couldn't get it done, I mean, Kristen Hamilton and Vanessa DiBernardo couldn't provide service or goals, and then Spanster and Pfeiffer come off the bench and do it. Goes to show you, maybe Vlatko's got a problem, but it's a good problem. It's like, you got options, dude. What do you want to orchestrate? You know what I mean? How can you put this team together to be the best version of itself? I'm excited to see.
No, I absolutely love it. And it seems like, I mean, these veteran players are kind of on notice a little bit. Like, there is no guaranteed starting spot. Like, Nichelle Prince, she got injured in the for Canada, right? She has a calf issue, but she's going to be out a couple weeks. Nothing to worry about. She's going to be fine. But is she going to come in and start on that left side? You know, I don't know. Spanscher might. Everybody's pushing everybody to be better. And at the end of the day, you just want to make this as competitive of a team. Cream rises to the top, you know. And on top of that, if we can stay somewhat injury-free or healthy, you know, we're gonna be a tough team to deal with.
It's wild, man. I don't envy Vlatko's situation, because he's now seen all he's allowed to see. Those are all the games that they have until the big one, until the opener. So it's now it's just training on training, and we'll see what he puts together, man. I'm excited to get out there. The fans are so pumped to be out there. I can only imagine the players. Their adrenaline is going to be way too high. Like, how do you even keep grounded in a moment like that? The first women's purpose-built stadium ever. How do you keep your freaking legs, dude?
It reminds me a little bit of like a fight, like a boxing fight or MMA. You're coming out, your adrenaline is going to be pumping, you know, introducing this stadium, right? You're starting.
You can make mistakes too, though.
You can make mistakes. You could gas out. It's going to take so much mental composure to stay in shape, to calm yourself, to stay within the, you know, to not just go crazy. And that's going to be tough, man. I don't know how they do it. I couldn't. There's no way I could keep that composure.
That goes back to the veteran leadership, too. I mean, you got people getting excited, and Labonte is like, chill your shit. We got a game. You know what I mean? It's like, I think they'll be okay.
you know, they have a lot. They have, what, seven players doing their playing on the national team, on their respective national teams. Like, they're going to, who are playing, currently playing in big games or played in big games, yeah, they're going to be able to kind of keep that down a little bit and keep that.
That's wild, man. It's almost scary to have a team that has all these national team players on it. A lot of times those are the best teams. We'll see if it works out for us.
For Gotham.
It worked for Gotham. I mean, following their lead, man. Do what works, right?
Yep.
So we're going to pivot away from the team and the players and the coaching and all that to parking, everyone's favorite conversation for the last week or week and a half or so. Dude, you were out of town, so you didn't get to get mad with everyone. It people got mad. We all got an email saying like, hey, here's some, there's a parking situation. We have a lot. You can buy a parking pass. Turns out after fees and everything like that, if you buy a parking pass for the whole season, I think it's like $800. And it's like, well, that's as much as our season ticket, right?
Reserve seating, quality seats. And that's more than our seats.
Yeah.
That's like it was three times, maybe double like a GA seat. just
the... Yeah. Now, people bought this because I think there was a fear tactic component of it. I think people were like, oh, man, well, I got to have parking. It's limited. Like, they don't have enough for everyone. I got to get it. And I'm sure people shelled out the money. I'm sure of it. But it's... most of us didn't, because that's just wild. I'm more of a I'll figure it out situation, you know? But what I hated the most about receiving this email is that it did not provide any other options. It said more options will come at a later time. And that sucks, dude. You don't deliver bad news without any sense of good news. You don't say like, hey, I'd like to poop in your sandwich, but I'll tell you how I'll fix it later. Like, it's just... I don't know where I'm going.
I don't know. Well, we were served a bit of a shit sandwich here, though, with the parking situation, right?
It felt like there were no other options, right? But they're coming. And I'm like, okay, so when? We'll see what happens. Well, buddy, they're new options. The new options were kind of like this. Do you ride a bike? Boy, do I have an opportunity for you.
Do you have legs? Because right. You can walk your ass.
Oh, my God. And then there's a streetcar. And we're like, yeah, we're aware of the streetcar, you know, off-site parking. And then you could walk the streetcar or a bike. Yeah, I ain't going to bike. But guess what? We got buses. It turns out they're going to do a little shuttle situation as well, right?
Which, and hear me out, if that was announced along with the parking, if it was packaged with the parking, like... people still would have been upset. Like, that $50 amount, let's be honest, is quite high. Like, when you compare it to the other state MLS games or NWSL games in major cities who have very, very, very limited space regularly, this is more expensive than that. So it really does kind of feel like a cash grab. I don't know if it is. I don't know if it was meant to be. You know, it depends on how you want to look at it. But... had they packaged that $50 parking with you know, the information of you could take a streetcar up to a certain point, we'll bus you the rest of the way, it wouldn't have been as bad.
Ready for this part? Hey, you have a parking pass? We'll give you $10 to spend at the stadium. Sorry. I'm sorry. It is just a mess. I started thinking, like, even if I like carpool with my Topeka people, I guess we could all have $250 of that, $10.
We could Venmo me $250 and you could just keep the...
That's how it felt. And I was like, maybe a parking pass works if I put Chris and his partner in the trunk and we all just kind of, you know, split it into six.
It's going to be like a clown car and you're going to see a car parked and people, like 15 people are just going to somehow get out of a little Corolla.
Yeah.
You know, and...
Chip's the one who said that, by the way. He goes, we can put Chris in the trunk. And I'm like, wow, just throw him Chris in the trunk.
Thanks, Chip.
Appreciate it. Just threw you under there right away.
Oh.
It's wild, man. I don't know how it's going to be until we get there. I assume everyone's going to be on board with, like, trying to get there early, trying to get their game day routine down. You know, when you get a new job or something, you try to get there early because you don't know how long it's going to take you to get there, shit like that. This is that, but kind of on steroids.
Well, we're going to have to drive into somewhere, right? Downtown or wherever we park along with everybody else. So we're going to have to find parking.
Yeah.
You know, and we're going to have to take a streetcar, which I don't know. Somebody probably knows. But I don't know off the top of my head how far this streetcar is going to go, how long it's going to take, how long that walk is going to take. And I'm coming from Lawrence. You're coming from Topeka. Other people are coming from other areas. Probably have similar distance. And I mean, it's just going to make a traditionally 40-minute commute one way, an hour and a half, maybe?
Yeah. Now,
here's
where I show my privilege a little bit. I'm down to walk a mile each way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I would do it, maybe take 20, 22 minutes, something like that, at a decent pace, whatever. Not everyone has that luxury, you know?
Yeah.
I think...
there's a lot of ADA concerns, man. There's a lot of ADA concerns, which are very valid. Very valid.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, maybe we'll just stop bitching if Casey Curran wants to throw us, like, some media parking passes or something. We sell out just like that.
Once if we get those, we'll be like, this is a great idea, you guys. We'll just power through it for the next year and a half. We'll get it.
That'll do everything. Problem is, yeah, just ride a bike. It's fine.
It's good for your health, you know?
I
don't know.
Ride a bike does sound dope to a soccer game. It's a matter of, you know, locking it up. Or what do you do? I mean, do you...
Should we get those little, what are those called where you rent those?
Those little bird scooters?
Yeah.
Those things got some get up.
I might get up
and them. Go.
I might get hurt getting to the game.
Marissa got on it for the first time, and she revved it too much, and it went out from underneath her, and I looked back and saw this happen. And she was just frazzled and laughing. It was the funnest time I've ever had. It's pretty neat.
A bit of the saving grace, though, is we all knew this was, no matter how it's communicated, we all knew this was going to be a shit show the first year.
The downtown stadium.
We knew the limited space. The minute they announced that location, we knew. And we kind of nudged that to the side because we're so happy to have a stadium of this caliber. So we just kind of ignored it for a while until it reared its ugly head. So we all knew this was going to be a work in progress. I still think they probably could have done better, but I think they're trying to do everything they can at this point. I do like that streetcar to the shuttle option. I think that's fair. It's going to be pretty tough the first year and a half until that streetcar, who's actually going to start here shortly, but we're not going to have it until 2026. So
exactly.
We're just going to have to just deal, man.
Got to tell you, we'll get more into it next week, I'm sure, but patience will have to be practiced by all.
I'm interested on the stories that people are going to have throughout the season when it comes to getting to the stadium.
Sure. I mean, and now we're talking about potentially having a Royal Stadium downtown, and that's just even more crazy. It just sounds ridiculous.
I'm trying not to go on a side tangent here, but I don't understand how anybody is okay chipping in $600 million of taxpayer money when the gains are going to be privatized.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Well, there's a vote, right? And that's why they're doing like a vote no situation and all that.
It puts the taxpayers in such an unfair situation. You know, do you potentially lose a team, or do you potentially cough up a shit ton of money that later on somebody incredibly wealthy is going to gain that money? Yes, it's going to provide revenue. I get it. I just wish there was a more mutual solution there. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm not in that county, so I don't have to worry about it. But I feel pretty bad for the people who have to
watching this stuff from afar. But the stuff that does affect us, you know, is going to be this parking situation, and we'll see what happens, man. I mean, they got rideshare as well. I do wonder, you know, if you find a parking spot, then you could rideshare from your parking spot. That's always an option. I don't know. I'm nervous. You know, I like a good plan. I don't really like to wing stuff all the time. I like to know what I'm doing.
This is where I thrive. Let's just figure it out and wing it.
I'll ride you. I'll ride your coattails. We can do it, man.
Other people who are with us may not be as happy as my, you know, wing it mentality, but we'll figure it out.
You know, side note, what we're going to have to do, by the way, Sporting plays later that night. So, I assume Vanessa will just head on home and we'll go to the Sporting game.
Yeah.
That's going to be an all-day affair.
You know, side note, have you figured out what you might do with the Bay City St. Louis conundrum?
Yeah, I may leave the current game early and be late to the Sporting game just to get an equal amount of both games.
I will probably stay for the entire current game, but simultaneously, that's smart because you get to leave all the traffic, avoid all that. So whatever.
And I'll probably get to kick a St. Louis fan out of my seat, and that gives me incredible joy.
every time.
Every time. I love it. Hey, gotta go. See ya. Get out of here. Cool. So that was our controversy of the week. You know what? We can get into some more controversy if you want. Everyone's got an opinion on this stuff. But dude, new season, means new kits. The jerseys are out, and it's Nike, so most of them are bland. But some of them, actually kind of cool. What do you think? Well, we can talk about other teams as well, but what do you think about ours?
You know, I actually like it. I like it.
Both? But,
you know, I do. I'm going to be different. Like, I like the red jersey, the primary. I think it looks better in some of the images. I love the, you know, the wave of the river. I like the accents down the side, the teal accents. I do. I like it, man. I think it looks very polished. I thought they would probably stick with a red as their primary anyway. I thought on the secondary, we would have more teal. So I think that's a big letdown for a lot of people, and I understand that concern. I really do. I wish there was more teal, but I do like it. I will say this real quick, though. The Gotham looks exactly the damn same. Their white has the exact same. I mean, you can just replace the crest, replace sponsor. It's the same jersey. So that part doesn't feel like it's unique.
That's Nike for you, though, dude.
I know.
You see a lot of this style showing up in national team jerseys that they sponsor as well.
I mean, Avia and Lauren look pretty badass in these jerseys, though. Like, they look like they're ready to fuck something up. So,
yes. And you know, and you see the announcement video, and our good friend Danny Welniak, her finest acting chops in there with Dabinia as well. Did you watch this?
I didn't. I was gone. Yeah.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet?
Yeah, I'll have to go back and check it out.
You should. You should. It's only like 30 seconds, but it's like they CGI'd these humongous jerseys on the bridge. And Dabinia's just like, oh my gosh, we're going to be late for practice. And she goes, whoa, what is that? And then it cuts to Danny. Well, I was like, what the hell? What is Danny doing? And then that's just the jersey announcement, man. It was pretty cool.
She probably has some director pull. She's going to put herself in that thing.
trying to get a medium jersey. She said, I am bored with this red one.
Are you?
I don't like the red.
Okay.
Dude, but I can get down with the white.
Okay.
The way that teal blends into the teal shorts, if it doesn't have teal shorts, I don't think I like it. So which means if I'm going to wear it, I got to wear some short little shorts.
Well,
I got to have some.
Are they available? Because if you get that jersey, I fully expect some tight little blue shorts.
Listen, and some thigh high teal socks.
I think those thigh high shop somewhere. Yeah.
I've never been a guy that pulls socks over my knees. I don't know how people play in that. I don't know.
You always do the low, like low as her socks kind of short there.
Way too short. I can't do that either. I got
shin pads halfway out of her socks.
Yeah. It's wild. They play in like crew socks, and then there's like thigh highs almost. And I'm like, nah, man, can we split the difference? Everyone's different though. And that's the coolest thing.
Yeah. Overall, I wouldn't say I love it, but I'm also not disappointed. I'm kind of
sure. I mean, you gotta take the good and the bad, but here's what I'm disappointed at. Nike, bro. Like it is what it is. Nike is the brand for NWSL. It just is.
Yeah.
But when you see Adidas coming through and giving their creators all this freaking like openness and creative juices, right? They can just do what they want. Some of these NWSL kits, though, are way different and pretty dope. Do you have any that you like?
Off the top of my head, I'm kind of going off of memory a little bit. I thought the Chicago ones are pretty cool.
Okay. I thought San Diego is very vibrant, very San Diego.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. That kind of captures San Diego, right? It represents San Diego, I think.
Yep. Angel City, you know what? There's not that many NWSL teams, man. Let's just knock them all out right here.
All right.
Angel City's looks like a almost like a military camo type situation, man. Sitting in the ruse in the picture. Bay FC got kind of hosed. It's kind of boring.
Oh, the new teams typically don't have a ton of time.
I guess. Yeah, but you're right about Chicago's, man. I'm so in on Chicago's. They got, you know, it's reminiscent of their flag, represents their cultures and everything like that. So weren't they the ones that had like the city network, the grid of like the train.
Yeah. It had like the stars in there. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Do these
designers live in Chicago? Because I feel like they're given, you know, they're the decision makers because their kids are pretty damn cool.
I like Houston's orange one. I don't know why everyone's white jerseys have to just be boring. I don't get that. They're not including both jerseys on each one of these posts. But anyways, Gotham's is cool. North Carolina's is kind of different.
Yeah, I like North Carolina's.
Not too bad. Orlando, very Florida peachy orangey type situation.
It looks kind of wonky to me, but I can't put my finger on why. I don't know.
I mean, it's a never worn before color palette. You know what I mean?
There's a reason why it's never been worn.
Yeah. It's you know, Florida, they always talk about Florida oranges and stuff, citrus stuff, right? And that's,
yeah.
I don't know. That's a front runner for me, man. That whole kit put together, that's a pretty gorgeous one. Portland's fine. It's nothing.
That's better than last year's jersey. That whole Hardy, I think, was a disaster. So,
yes. Racing Louisville has a little Argyle situation on the front. Kind of classic. Looks kind of. I'm always excited to see how they look on the field. Right, it always changes everything, man. Sporting last weekend, their new kits on the field, it was gorgeous. It was a great time. Seattle's got a whole just a black shirt. Well, is it to symbolize their return to identity, because they're now back to Seattle Reign FC instead of OL Reign?
You know, it's just difficult to tell. It's kind of hard. It's a hard jersey to kind of judge.
Utah Royals, yellow and blue, pretty classic, pretty good. Washington Spirit reminds me of that USA jersey that kind of had those lines to symbolize a flag waving, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of what that looks like. So, hey, that was it. Look at that. Real fast. Real breeze down.
Yeah. I think Chicago has the best ones for me personally, like in its totality. But I'll definitely be getting a kit here. I'll be getting one. I'm not sure which one.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. The red just seems too similar year after year. It just doesn't seem different. Is it different? I just feel like how often do they get new kits, though, man? Don't they just retire one every year? Why is there they keep doing two every year?
You know what you could do, or I don't know if they have them on sale, but that training kit looks pretty. That teal training kit looks pretty dope.
Training kit's a little different. Absolutely. Cool. So not a disaster at the end of the day. Feels fine. Classic.
Feels average, above average. Out of a 10, you're giving it, what, a 6?
Yeah. I love when something bleeds into the shorts like that white one does. It'll look good. Stina's looking fierce in that thing there, looking angry. Ready to whoop some ass.
Slight tackle, Alex Morgan.
Yeah. Dude, so let's see here. Couple partnerships. We don't need to get into those. It's no big deal, right? Is it a big deal?
I mean,
all right, cool. Not a big deal. We're both shaking it off.
There's going to be, I'm sure, plenty more.
Okay. I want to hit the USWNT, man. I want to talk about the Gold Cup. It has been, it's been wild. First of all, USWNT lost to Mexico for the first time since 20 some years, 01, something like that.
I know it was a long time, and I remember because I did check social media just very briefly, not much, but very briefly, and I saw a post, and it was like the rivalry. It was before the game. I'm like, there ain't no damn rivalry. Like, you know, we've crushed them every single. Like, they've never been competitive on a regular basis with us. I kind of brushed it off mentally, even though I knew we weren't playing our best. And buddy, I was wrong. I was absolutely wrong. And those goals were bangers.
Listen, real wrong, man. It got we did not win the group, right? Mexico did?
I believe so.
So It's just, I mean, and Mexico's still in it as well, aren't they?
The semifinal is Brazil and Mexico, and then the U.S. and Canada. So we're recording this on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
So when people hear it on a Wednesday, they're going to have some fun soccer ahead of them.
Yeah, dude. USWNC got angry and real annoyed.
Dude, I love it. They've needed this for a while. They've always been that team. They've lost their edge. Call it whatever you will. They've lost their edge. It was like playing the Bulls back in the day. You knew you were playing a better team who were better on every level, and you were mentally defeated before you hopped into the match. We've lost that. That's gone.
True.
And it's a good thing to a degree, because that means women's soccer across the world nationally has just gotten significantly better.
Yeah.
You know, so rising tide raises all boats, or whatever that analogy is. That's what's going on. But we got our edge back, man.
Well, when we got rocked in the World Cup last year, everyone's like, oh, so they can bleed.
Yeah.
They're not superheroes. All right. We can beat them. And that's the confidence people need, man. But USWNT found a reason to go smack Colombia in the mouth the other night. And I cannot get enough of these videos on social media. I can't get enough of it. Trinity Rodman may be my all-time favorite right now, even though I hate to play against her. But when she, you know, for country, I'm all about it, dude.
Dude, if you watch that clip and you read what she said, back the F up.
Veins
are coming out in her neck. I mean, it felt like if she was allowed to, she would have threw hands. If there is no consequence,
what
happened?
And it's Colombia just they kept trying to chatter at the ref, and everyone's like, let's play soccer. They were coming up trying to like scuff up the penalty spot, and Alex Morgan's just like sitting there like just bored. Like, can we just play the game?
It looked like their strategy was to come in, buddy it up, get them on some yellows, and just throw them off.
Yeah. Right?
And it did not work.
Not at all, man. And now I'm so in, dude. I'm like, let's go take this damn thing. Let's beat Canada Wednesday. Is it Wednesday night?
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night at 9:15. Suck it. That sucks. I hate a 9:15 game, man. During the middle of the week. What are you doing to us? But then, dude, I hope Mexico beats Brazil. So then you got U.S.
the way around.
But you don't want that Mexico revenge?
I mean, it would be sweet. But at the same time, I want to see our national team players play the best. Well, the U.S., right? Play one of the best and see these players on a massive stage. I mean, obviously, they're on a big stage, but playing Mexico is not as big as it is playing the U.S.
Mexico shut you out, though. They beat you, and they shouldn't have beat you.
They shouldn't have.
So it's like you want to be like, dude, that's a fluke. It's finals now. Let's go.
Bottom line, either way, as long as we win, which is not given at all, but if we win, we're going to have a hell of a matchup either way.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and the final is on Sunday at 8 o'clock, I believe, 8:15. So.
Yeah. But real quick, going back to that Mexico loss, it's kind of overshadowed by their win against Colombia. But could you imagine if Vlatko was the coach of that national team with that loss? Like, they would have came after his head even more so. So it just goes to show, for everybody who thought that Vlatko was the issue, I don't think that's the case.
I love how Alex Morgan got called into this game, by the way. She wasn't originally in the Gold Cup roster. Someone got injured. And she's not playing in her signature number, man. She had to play in a whole different number. That actually tweeted, like, this is just as weird for me as it is for you.
But she played well. Like, that's one of the best games she's played in a while.
Look, she was quoted, I think, either today or yesterday as saying, like, I want to earn a spot on the Olympic team. Like, I want to go for gold. And that's this summer, man. It's upon us. It's very exciting.
And that draws parallels, the national team, with the current right now, where you're just having a ton of competitive spots where a lot of them are open.
Yeah.
You know, and you're just going to have to come and compete and beat out a really good player.
Yeah.
And it's going to make both teams better.
the names too, man. You just know the names. You hear them and you can just spout them off. Lindsey Horan, Rose Lavelle, Sophia Smith, you know, Mallory Swanson coming back into the fold. It's there's no shortage of talent, man.
Dude, Jenna Nyswanger.
Yeah.
You know, what a draft pick that was. And she was never originally an outside back. I believe she was a midfielder forward in college.
Really?
Yeah, the only reason I think she played on the back line was because Allie Krieger got hurt early in the season. They moved her back. And then now she was Rookie of the Year. She's playing as an outside back on the national team. It just goes to show you that sometimes, you know, opportunity, circumstance, and a little bit of luck, that's all you need to really change the course of a career.
Yeah, and maybe an injury to someone else, you know? It happens. Yeah, take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Well, cool, man. Go USA and all that. We'll be rooting here. I got my spotted jersey on today if you're watching on YouTube. So anything else you want to talk about?
You know, do you have any thoughts or expectation for the season? I know we're going to talk about it next week when we actually preview the matchup. But I was just, before this podcast, I was just thinking, what do I want to see from the team? Like, at the end of the day, what expectation do I have and what do I want to see? Obviously, we want to win a championship. We're second to last year. It can be done. You know, Gotham was last, won it this past year or the year prior. I just want to see an identity with this team because over the course of the last 3 years, I don't think we've had a consistent identity. We've been an underdog. We've been bad. We've been good. I just want to see an identity and some continuity with this team and the way they build a roster. We've had multiple GMs, multiple coaches. That's hard for players. That's hard for fans. That's hard for the ownership, right? I just want to see some consistency and some continuity and be able to have something and then just build. Take a look at the Chiefs, right? They're a dynasty. Take a look at the Patriots, right? They're always good, but they tweak things. They get better, and there's an expectation. And I want that expectation to be to compete and for it not to be okay to lose.
Guarantee that was just clipped for Twitter. Everything you just said right there was 100% clipped for Twitter, including me saying that was just clipped for Twitter.
That's true, though, right? Like, I just want to see an identity, not just with the players, but with the staff, with the ownership. We can have all the fancy stadiums, but if we have no idea of the expectation and what we can expect for our team every single year consistently, then, you know, what are we doing? Right.
No, and I'm not sure if you mentioned injuries too, man. Like, that plays a big part into it as well.
Absolutely.
So if we can stay healthy, consistent performances, and staff, you know, we'll see what happens, man. It's getting wild. I'm getting excited. We're 11 days
away. We will be getting ready to go to a state. Actually, we'll be at the stadium. I can't remember what time the game is off the top of my head, but I believe it's early. It's an early one, right?
It's an early game. It's at 12.
Okay.
It's a 12 o'clock game. So, you know, get out there, figure out your parking situation by 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Check out the food. Oh, real quick, the food. The Current on their website released a link and that has a little bit of a cheat sheet. I think I sent it to you via text, but a little bit of a cheat sheet as to what options they have. Man, they have it notated by vegetarian. I'm sorry, vegan and also gluten-free. So it gives some of us some easy things to go look for. But man, I looked at that list and I'm going to spend some money. I'm not a frugal man, but I'm going to concede I'm spending some money.
When it comes to food, you got to enjoy yourself, man. It's just, food's my love language, man. I just love it. I'm not boring. I got to eat food.
Yeah. You're one of the most impressive culinary vegans I know. And I like to piggyback off that because I like to eat your shit. So,
you know what I have for lunch today? I just had arepas for lunch. Yeah, I made arepas.
I don't even know what that is.
It's like a Colombian, Venezuelan, like, sandwich, man. I made the dough for, like, the bread pieces. And then there was, like, onions and potatoes in it in, like, a Romesco red pepper sauce situation. We eat like kings around here, okay? Come around. Come on over.
I got some pasta with some Alfredo sauce. Like, it took about 15 minutes to make that. I might eat that all day, and it's a large amount. So I'm about as boring as it can be. But you know what's not boring? The fact that I can eat every game we go to, I can eat something different.
Yeah.
And that's coming from a vegan or vegetarian, right? Obviously, you have more options if you eat meat, but you could have a new dish every single game.
It looks very inclusive. How cool is that? It looks very unique and very local. So I'm very excited.
Absolutely.
So, well, cool. Folks, thanks you. Thank you for being here. Thanks you. And Chris, welcome home, buddy. Back up. So good to see you back on American soil, my friend.
Yes,
you got stuff to catch up on, man. We got to talk about Masters of the Air on Apple TV and all that.
We restarted a rewatch of John Wick right before I left. So
sure.
PlanetCon's coming up on the 9th.
Are you going to that?
I am. So that's going to be kind of fun, but I got a lot of catching up to do, man.
All right. I do not have time to go to that. So otherwise I probably would. Anyways, cool, man. We will get out of here, get out of you guys' hair, and tune in next week for the penultimate podcast before the first game of 2024. It's going to be a bloodbath. And I feel that the excitement's going to be unmatched, man, from everyone involved. So, hey, if you want to follow us on socials, you can. It's at NoOtherPod, at Dan Kuser, at ChrisWright21. You can email us at NoOtherPod@gmail.com. What do you want out of this podcast? This is your guys' podcast. We do want to do more player interviews. We're in talks to make time to do that. I personally plan to take in as many NWSL games as I can to be a little more involved and educated about the league as a whole. So that's exciting. That's something I've committed to. Chris did not know this.
I love it, though. I'm right there with you.
Hell yeah, man. And if you guys could, if you haven't, then you can leave us 5-star rating and review. Apple Podcasts or 5 stars on Spotify. So for Chris, I'm Daniel. We love the hell out of you. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to KC Sports Network. We appreciate your support. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard. You can find all 6 of our channels covering the Chiefs, Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.